let's say, the quantity and amount of potatoes that we'd have, let's say, for instance, I would say, we raised 40 blank of wheat, I mean, of...
40 bushels.
Right.
40 bushels to the acre, 100 bushels to the acre. That's a common expression.
Right. Do you happen to know what a good yield of possibly any of the produce around
there? Yes, I know. A yield of potatoes now. When I was a youngster out on the farm and my father grew potatoes, if you got, and we call them barrels then, 40 barrels to the acre, that was a fairly good yield. Right now, if a yield is not 100 bushels to the acre, it would be very poor, and because it gets up to 200 bushels, over 200 bushels per acre. Because of the type of fertilizer and the cultivation they give it, it just yields more per acre.
Okay, do you happen to know what you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it.
If you have another man, let's say if you and another man have a good job and you told him about it, you would say, you and...
You and I should go to town, you and I should do... due to my lack of education, I always find sometimes very, very hard to know exactly what's the grammatic, the proper grammar, and I get by with not too many mistakes, but I don't make a lot.
If you were not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for...
job is for you to do or what? I don't know.
Or if you were saying, like, the two people, you know, if you're talking to this one guy and you're saying that you and this other person have, you know, wanted to deal on the job, you'd say, the job is for...
the two of us. Both of us.
And if some friends of yours, and you are coming over to see me, you would say, blank and blank are coming over.
Well, I guess I would say whether it's right or wrong, I'd say, Catherine and I are coming over to see you tonight.
Right, and you would say, instead of using her name, you would just use, like, you know, just a direct...
my wife and I.
Yeah, or just talking.
We would come over. We'll come over to see you tonight.
Right? And you would, and if we're saying, blank and I, just speaking of your wife as a person, regular, without denoting whether, you know, she's your wife or not, just a another woman, you would say.
Well, I'd say we would are coming over tonight, or the two of us will come over, or. But if, or we would come over tonight, play cards. If it's a stranger, I don't know, I wouldn't say that.
If you knock on the door and they say, who's there? And you know, and they know your voice and say to you, it's...
this is X. I would say, my name is X, I go by X.
Okay, great. What about if you just say, just saying, talking about yourself, It is
I would be hard for me to say. This is X, I would
right.
say.
Well, some people say, if we are sitting here expecting some man knocks at the door and you say, oh, it's only
John.
Or instead of saying his name, it's only, and we both know the guy's
name. Yeah. It's only my neighbor, or it's only him knocking, or it's only her knocking.